Thank you for tuning in today to another session of the Secrets of an Astro Shamanic Healer. And today I would like to talk to you about why you need a spiritual connection in your life. And I don't know how about you, but at the moment I'm experiencing a lot of people who are reaching out for me for readings and healing sessions, and there's a certain urgency or a despair. There's a lot of fear and worry around them at the moment. And it doesn't matter if these worries do belong to their own life or they're worried about someone else's. I do feel there is a lot of negativity and a lot of heaviness in the world. And it has been like this for quite a while already. And I want to believe that over the last few years we have learned certain coping mechanisms. And they might be different for all of us, and some of may be very similar, to be able to deal with the heaviness and the negativity that we experience by living a human life at this moment in time. And when people keep asking me what I do to deal with this negativity, or what I do to lift myself out of my personal worries or despair, because they do affect me as much as anybody else's, I always say that I turn to spirit, and I turn to my personal spiritual connection, and I practice spirituality every day. I have certain rituals and mantras and prayers that I do accordingly to my problem. And this is exactly what I offer to other people as well if they come for me for healing or readings. I often give them very practical advice on what they can do, or I share with them a certain ritual or mantras that they can implement in their personal life. But this is only a temporary coping mechanism when you are really confronted with something that feels bigger than you are. I truly believe that we have come to the point in our lives, or in the life of human evolution, that we can't deny a spiritual connection anymore. And it's not even about denying or believing in it. It's about we reached a point where it's necessary that you have a spiritual connection, otherwise you will not survive. And I don't mean survive in a physical sense, I mean surviving in an emotional, mental and spiritual sense. You will not survive the energies that are coming to Earth right now and will be coming in the next few years. You will need to have established a spiritual connection to be guided, to be protected, but also to be able to draw higher frequency energies into your life. Because all these lower negative energies, they won't go away, but however, they will affect you even more. But if you have a spiritual connection, if you work on yourself in a spiritual way, if you have established this spiritual truth in your life, this negativity will not affect you. And I think this is a very crucial point, and maybe some people saying, yeah, well, we heard all of this before. I'm just saying this is how I perceive the world right now. This is the insights that I'm gaining from spirit. Now I'm passing on to the people who are open to listen to it. So when I speak about spiritual connection, certain people have different ideas in mind depending where they are on their spiritual journey. And I want to break it down to a very simple steps, assuming that you might be interested in spirituality, you might already do something spiritual, you already kind of follow a spiritual journey, but you're not really have dived deep into it to understand the principles of spiritual power and spiritual energy. So for me personally, I would break it down into three different areas. So there's three different spiritual connections that we should have and develop one after another. And also you can see that one builds on top of the other. If you don't have the first one, you can't develop the second one. And if you don't have the second one, you can't do the third one, even though they can influence each other. And I don't want to say that you can't start with the third one and then go to the first one. It will be more difficult and you will have much more obstacles to make sense of what you experience because you haven't got that trust in the insides yet that you need to understand the energy that's coming through on the third level. So the first level is the spiritual connection with the self. So if you're not in touch with yourself, if you're not in touch with your own spirit, it will be really difficult to understand and be open to any spiritual energy around you. And also it will be difficult to make the right interpretations for the energies around you. And furthermore, it will be really difficult to handle them. Because once you start seeking spiritual connection, what you're actually doing is you're raising your vibration. And that will have a knock-on effect on your physical, your mental, emotional well-being in one way or the other. I'm not saying it's negative or positive, I just say something will be moving. And the more you are connected with your own spirit, that means the more you are in tune with yourself, the more that you are really clear on who you are without forcing yourself too much in an ego shape of defining yourself with all the things that you own or the job that you have and the relationships. It's more about who you really are at the core of your being when you are not identifying with all these things. So who are you if you're not your job? Who are you if you are not your relationships? Who are you if you're not your family? Who are you as a human being? Are you the product of a million lifetimes of experience that you have? Are you just an energy that has been created by a higher power, experiencing a physical life? But furthermore, it's about who you are at the core of your being. And we can't sometimes answer this in words because it goes so much beyond words. It's more about, this is the first step in the first level of to create your spiritual connection in your life, is spending time on your own. Spending time not only in solitude, but also spending time in quiet and spending time in nature, because nature can really help you to come back to who you really are, especially if you're interested in shamanism or druidism and paganism and things like really spiritual ways that work with Mother Nature, where you're becoming aware that everything that I experience around me is a reflection of what's happening inside of me. So I want to break it down really simple for you. So how do I get to know who I am? I felt like, for me personally, that was never a question. I always had a really deep sense of a calling or a sense of myself that didn't fit into the physical world as such and the expectations that people had around me. So for a long time I felt like very misplaced in this normal world. And I didn't know that later on this would actually serve me really well, because I was already feeling deep down who I was, because I already felt alienated by my surroundings in the first place. So I did not have anybody to talk or share anything that I experienced rather than with myself. So how do you get to know yourself on a deeper level? And that is the one thing that is meditation. That really is meditation, because in meditation we are withdrawing the energy from the outside and focusing completely on the inside. And even if you just do a meditation where you learn how to focus on your breathing, you just become more aware of yourself as an entity or as an energy. And it's not about forcing meditation. There's no right or wrong meditation. The first step is to make space and time that you want to explore what's inside of you, that you want to know what qualities, what potential, what calling is inside of you, what kind of movements And of course, first of all, we will be working through all this ego identification. Yeah. So when you first start meditation, your head will be very active. And the more you try to quiet your mind, the more active it will be, and there will all be these superficial thoughts of the mind. I need to do this, I need to do that. You have this inner dialogue going on. So this is a very superficial level of trying to meditate and relax, and it's necessary because that's the first barrier that you need to break through. When you do that meditation, and you're allowing yourself not to cling on to these thoughts. You're not clinging on to all the things that are happening in your mind right now. You stop identifying with your thoughts. You just let them be till there comes a point in the meditation where it requires discipline to not go back to the thoughts, but staying with the breath. And there comes a moment where you suddenly feel that you're sinking a little bit deeper. You're sinking beneath the surface of what you're thinking. And that is already the start where we experience a deep relaxation, a moment where I can just let go of all the things that the world is telling me that I need to do. Because deep down, when I'm going to explore my inner self or my spirit within myself, there is no expectations. There's just pure energy, and I have no idea at that moment in time what am I going to discover. So this can be a very profound experience, and this is actually the first step of creating a spiritual connection, is to allowing and coming into your own center. Coming into something that carries you every day. Something that moves you forward when you think you can't move anymore. The spirit is so much stronger than the physical body. And it's also the one, that part that doesn't age, yeah? So the older you get, the more you maybe understand that you maybe see your body aging or you see other people aging, but your spirit is still young, as if certain things just happened yesterday. And this is the power of spiritual energy, that it doesn't fit into the normal dimensions. There is no time and there's no space. But to be aware of this, I need to explore my inner potential and my inner truth about this, that this is actually be true. I'm not just going to take it on from someone else's because they're saying this. I need to experience this for myself. And sometimes, especially at the beginning, it will be difficult because the mind will try to pull you out of that state of just being, not needing to do anything. Yeah, just listening, just being. But the more you're going to do meditation, the more you're going to allow yourself to drop into that state, the more you will train your spirit to come forward and start guiding your life. And once this is established, you can move on to the next level, which is the second level. And the second level is a little bit of a, I want to say like a split level, because it could be two things. Some people say the second level is the higher self, and some people say the second level is the spirit guide. And that really depends, because with the meditation, you're connecting with what's inside of you. And then when you want to connect with your higher self, you need to take this energy that is inside of you and you need to bring it upwards. You need to push it upwards in your body, towards the head, out of your head. And this is where the higher self sits. So if you want, we can include the second step as the higher self, which is the energy, your true spirit that is longing for that connection to the spirit world outside of your body. And it's like a chakra. Some people say it's the eighth chakra that sits just above your crown outside of the body. And this is where the spirit also will return in the moment of death. Yeah, that the spirit will withdraw from the physical body, will move all the way up to your head and push out of your crown chakra to reach that eighth chakra to collect itself, ready to then move on back into the spirit realms. So as you can see, the spirit is at the moment living in your body, but in certain circumstances, it will withdraw from the body and can be moved upwards. The energy can be directed outside of your body. And this is the higher self, where we say that it's also a certain meditation that you need to do. And this is the part where we are connecting with insights and inspiration that seem to come outside of ourselves from a higher place of knowledge or wisdom. And it's not where we, because it's located outside of your body, above your head, it's actually above the logical mind. Yeah, so it's beyond that. So the inspiration comes from a place where I think, oh, I don't know where that came from, but this is really profound. And then the mind tries to make sense of it. That is the second one. And then some people say, well, once you know you've connected with your higher self, you could then use the connection to make the first step to connect with the real spirit world. And some people maybe have a problems based on their upbringing to say, there's a spirit world, or there is a higher power guiding me. Some people call it the universe or God, or do you know, whatever you want to call it. There's a really unpersonal, bigger, higher spiritual power that moves through everything that is. And you find that in every world religion, that they somehow try to personalize this power. They gave it a name. Apart from the Chinese people, who called it qi, life force energy that moved through everything, but it doesn't have a name and we can't catch it and we can't see it, but it's still there. And they didn't so much like personalize, try to make it into a human. So really, depending on your limited belief systems and how you've been brought up, you need to learn to open up to this truth. And you can't do this intellectually, that's what I mean. You need to start this meditating, and you need to have that first-hand experience of the spirit energy inside of you. Then the spirit energy outside of you, which starts still with your higher self. Then you can move towards connecting with a spirit guide, where we're allowing something else that is spiritual, that we can't see outside of ourselves, to connect with us. And for some people on a spiritual journey, especially if you're interested in spiritualism or mediums and psychic expression and these kind of things, you maybe already heard or healing working with spirit guides. And this is also what we do in astro shamanic healing, that we are connecting to different spirit guides who come closer to assist in the healing that we do. So these guides can be of different energetic qualities depending what you're going through at the moment, what your intentions are and what you need. So they can be teachers, they can be guides, they can be mentors, they can be healers, they can be artists, they can be anything, whatever you need right now. So if you, for example, an artist and you are very creative and you're seeking new inspiration, or you're learning a new technique, then you can ask a spirit guide to come closer to teach you how to do that, because they might have lived in body before, or they don't. There's again different spirit guides on different dimensions and levels, so they can be very helpful in certain tasks, or when we seeking healing for someone, there may be a very professional spirit guide who has stronger powers than we have, and they know more to do and how to do it. This can be an opportunity, and there are spirit guide meditations, and there are also recorded one on my YouTube channel you might want to check out. So these spirit guides are kind of these gatekeepers before. They're also helping us if we're opening up to the spirit world, that not everything is coming through. Because the spirit world also is a variety of energies, and not everything needs to be positive. Yeah, there can be also chaotic spiritual energies, and there can be maybe negative spirit and energy. It's just not physical energy. So if you're working with a spirit guide, the spirit guide can make sure that only those energies that are beneficial for you and beneficial for what you need in that moment in time are coming through. And this is why it's really good to establish a relationship with a spirit guide as the third level of your spiritual journey or spiritual development. And you then can also go beyond. Yeah, beyond is where everything becomes very unpersonal and where we do accept that whoever created, or I don't even want to say who because that's so personalized, whatever created the universe, whatever created everything that moves and breathes and exists in life has been created by something bigger than we can even imagine, even bigger than the spirit guide can imagine. So there is this underlying energy, this underlying power that moves everything. And as I said, in Taoism, we call it qi energy. And this energy can brings forth life and death. It rules over everything. Yeah, it's the ultimate energy, the ultimate judgment, the ultimate whatsoever you want to call it. And our spirit is just a tiny part of it, but it belongs to that higher power. And then learning to build this energy with this higher power allows you to get a feeling of what it feels to return home, what it feels to become whole again, what it feels to become fearless again, to have courage to achieve the impossible, to go beyond everything that you can ever imagine. But it's also the power who will take away everything from you and break you, to crack you open, so you acknowledge the unlimited potential that actually resides inside of you. And this should be the only authority that we do accept in our lives that can naturally guide us on an everyday level, and also be the one that we are reaching out to as ultimate power if we are seeking answers and knowledge. And I'm not saying, of course, if you've got physical symptoms and you've got problems, you should go and see an expert. But then don't limit your healing possibility only to what doctors say to you, but also acknowledge there is a higher power, as we can see when miracles happen, when prayer work, when people suddenly get healed where we've been told they're incurable, because there's a thing, what we call maybe mind over matter, or where people achieve the impossible because they were going beyond what other people told them. They were going beyond what they thought they're capable of doing because they didn't accept the reality that they were presented with. Yeah, they believed that there was something bigger than themselves. There was something bigger than the expert that you're dealing with, your own mind. There is something bigger that moves through everything and then can correct everything, but it can also destroy everything. So at the same time, we need to have that humbleness. Yeah, but deep acceptance that, for example, death is part of life. And death is the ultimate liberation of the physical body, which we experience at the moment as a limitation. And because we're so trapped in the physical, that this is where all the worries and the fears and the things are coming in, because we are scared of what if something happens to me or to someone that I like and I can't do anything about it. What if I lose this? What if I this? This is a very limited perspective on life. And if you're staying on this very limited material level, you will be really struggling the next few years. You will not be understanding what it means to live your purpose, to live your unlimited potential, and to live a life that you really want to live. And I'm not just saying this, oh God, you're going to wish to win in the lottery, or, you know, your every wish is going to be fulfilled and you will be totally happy all the time. But there are different states of being that we can choose, and we want to choose that we want to be connected with other people, and we want to be connected with the source, and we want to experience ourselves as part of the source, as part of this higher power. And we're totally surrendering to this energy, because one day when the last day has come for you, you will not be scared of dying, you will not be scared of letting go, you will be just easily flowing to the other side, because you have built that trust that you're just returning home. And once you understand this principle, then also when you are losing people, your grief, of course, will be there and it will be painful. But you will also understand that there's a bigger picture to life. And if you surrender to the flow of life, you will suffer less, because you're trying not to resist this kind of natural happenings in life. and you will understand that once you want to achieve something and you don't, you know that something better is coming your way, and that was just a preparation for what is yet to come. You stop being the victim and you stop blaming other people for everything that's happening in your life. You understand and you feel yourself also as a living proof that life is good and it's working through you. And you want to be more kind and you want to live better and you want to be on a higher frequency and you want to share this with other people, and you're not accepting the reality as you've been presented all those years. And this will be coming through over the next years very intensely. There's nothing that people can do about this unless you're gonna decide you're not going with the flow and you're not working on your spiritual connection and you're staying where you are. These people will suffer so much more and resist these changes that are coming. But if you're able to raise your vibration and put your trust and your faith in this higher power, knowing that it's guiding you and always has, and no one else can give you this, no relationship, no parents, no job, no money, no nothing will you give this alignment that you have once you start out to really take your spiritual journey very seriously. And that's the only way. You will achieve things in your life that you never thought are possible. And at the moment, you don't even know what those things are because you haven't even developed a connection with yourself yet. How can you then know what else is possible? So I'm inviting you to think about these ideas. Think about where you are on your personal journey, spiritual journey. Are you connected with yourself? Have you meditated enough? Do you still meditate? Have you developed a connection to your higher self? Are you working with spirit guides? Have you already experienced maybe a situation right now in your life that is so heavy and daunting that it's really weighing you down, and no matter what you're doing, it's not gonna get easier, so you might gonna try the spiritual connection as last resort? Let me know how you're going on. I really want to see more of us practicing and taking back our personal power. Stop giving it away to other people who promise you the world, because the world is already inside of you. I'm sending you lots of love.